Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guests today are a couple of the organizers for the Green County Farmers Market. Since the Farmers Market season does kick off tomorrow, we're joined by Chris Henning and also new on-site manager Haley Deem also joining us. So thank you very much, ladies, for being on. And Haley, with you kind of being the new face for the Green County Farmers Market, just tell us a little bit about yourself. We were talking before we got on the air that you're originally from Minnesota. So can you tell us a little bit about why you decided to come to the great state of Iowa?
Well, my partner's family is here, and they're just an excellent community of people, and I love being around them. Generally, as a Minnesotan, we kind of thought of Iowa as just this corn state, and that's it. And coming here and visiting his family has just really shown me how beautiful Iowa can be. This was actually quite surprising to me, and I love spending time here and being supported by his family.
Now, can you tell us where you currently live and what you do out where you live?
Yes, so we're living in Auburn, Iowa right now, which is north of Carroll by about 15 minutes. It's a really, really small town. And we cultivated maybe an acre, and we will be running what's called Thunder Moon Farm. So it's our first year. Between the two of us, my partner Riley and I have maybe 10 years of growing experience. We've grown through a program called WOOF, which is Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms. It's sort of like a farm internship program where you can stay at a farm. This is anywhere in the world, but we did it in the United States. And in exchange for labor, generally around 20 hours a week, you get room and board. So they feed you and they give you a place to stay. And what's cool about that is it allows you to travel if you don't have that much money. So we stayed at a meat CSA in Oregon. We stayed at an organic tomato farm in California, stayed in New Mexico, in Arizona, Texas even. And we gained a lot of our growing experience actually in the off season during the winter that way.
Living outside of Greene County, what drew you then to be a part of the Greene County Farmers Market?
We heard wonderful things from everyone in the area about the Greene County Farmers Market, how there's a great sense of community, it's a great gathering place, everyone seemed pretty friendly. We didn't hear that much great things about other small farmers markets in our area, so we're actually commuting about an hour to the Greene County Farmers Market to sell.
Okay. Well, Chris, can you kind of just go over the typical information that people need to know about as you get prepared for your opening day of the farmers market this year?
We are open from 4 until 6:30 every Tuesday from June the 5th until September 25th this year. Rain or shine, that's 17 weeks. We have our core vendors coming back from several years, but there's always room for new vendors. They can contact either me or Haley at market. It's $20 a time or $120 for the entire season. It can be paid at the market that you come to. It helps to know ahead of time that somebody's coming, so we save space for them. Just show up at market. Setup time is usually at 3 o'clock.
Now, is there strict guidelines as far as who's allowed to be a vendor and who's not?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that because I always forget. Local foods and local products are considered grown by the person who's bringing them to market. And local in Iowa is within two counties of the area. It is not a flea market. It is not a pyramid type sales kind of place.
All right, so could you tell us about the core vendors that will be starting up this year's Greene County Farmers Market?
We have Dean and Nancy from John 15 Vineyard. We have Kale Calder, who is bringing honey from Be Mindful. We have Brad Tronchetti, who lives here in Jefferson, who has farm ground up by his parents up at by Peyton. We have Mike Holden from Moo Meat. Gene Bloomquist from Lost Grove Farms from up by Gowrie. Mike and Deb Carter from Hidden Acres Farms. Mabel Chupp, Country Lane Bakeries, I think she calls it. Can't forget Deal's Orchard.
Right.
And their apples and their cider and, of course, sweet corn. They won't be here until July.
There's other aspects that kind of make it our own individualized market. You have organizations that serve meals as well as entertainment lined up for this year.
Yes, we do. Stu is coming back with his Irish music, the Central Christian Church, the United Methodists, the Masonic Lodge, Uptown Cafe, Early Learning Center, and Hy-Vee, I already mentioned, are bringing food. On a couple of nights, we're not positive that we'll have a whole dinner, but there's been talk about pie and ice cream, and I know the first night is Dean and Nancy's anniversary, and she's bringing anniversary cake like she did last year, which is yummy.
And then finally, kind of a newer aspect that you're going to try out just for the month of June happens to be Mahaney Month. Can you tell us a little bit about the background on that?
Well, the Mahaney Bell Tower, you know, since last year, has all of these new bells and everything. They're not usually open on Tuesday evening, but they have agreed for this year to be open from 4 until 6:30 on Tuesday evenings for us while we're doing Farmer's Market. Well, their policy is that kids under the age of 18 are free, and that continues. But we're hoping that we can get as many adults as possible who have not been up to the Mahaney Tower to see the view from the top. So we're going to have a sign up, and we're going to take the first 10 people who sign up and send them up on our dime. Instead of the $3 charge, they will get to go for free each week. And we'll see how that goes, and maybe the funding will last long enough that we can do it more than June. But for June, come ride the tower elevator and see what it's all about from the top.
All right. Well, that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. We're joined by Chris Henning, who's one of the co-organizers for this year's Green County Farmers Market, as well as Haley Deem, the new on-site manager for the Farmers Market. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.